Welcome back to a Monday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. This past Friday night, we got our first dose of the Iowa High School football playoffs, a number of area teams in action. Talked about it in the opening segment. Among them, Waterloo Columbus got a 14-7 win at home over a really good Denver Cyclones team. And we're pleased now to be joined by the winning head coach, Brad Schmidt. Coach Schmidt, congratulations on that first-round playoff win over a great Denver team. How you doing today?
Oh, feeling well. Feeling good, Colt. That was a tough ball game, but definitely glad we came out on the victorious end there.
What would you say, Coach, were the key moments or the key elements to that win? You guys got both of your touchdowns in the first half, and then your defense really showed up in the second half, allowed just one touchdown in what was obviously a low-scoring game.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I listened to Coach Barrett on your show last week, and, one of the things he talked about was getting off the field on third down and converting on third down. And, I always talk about just executing, blocking, tackling, where, you guys do a good job of then stretching it and saying, okay, aside from that, what are some key things that are you're going to have to do? Where, you look at the critical moments in that game where fourth and short, and they end up going for it. They're down inside our own territory, and we had kids step up and make big plays. Not once, but a number of times. Where we didn't have the ball a whole lot in the first half, or really in the second half. I mean, Denver did a good job of running the football and controlling the clock, moving the sticks and, kind of keeping our offense off the field. But when the chips were down on the table and, big plays were to be had, our guys, fortunately, made those plays. And that's why we're sitting here talking to you right now.
Yeah, and looking forward to what lies ahead for your team this Friday night in West Branch. You'll have to go on the road to play the Bears. We'll talk about the matchup here in just a little bit, Coach, but just looking at the here and now with your football team, looking at its entire body of work this season, you guys go 5-3 during your regular season. What did you like most about how your team, I think it's fair to say, progressed through their regular season? Started off a little slow against some really good opponents, but won the games you had to on the back end of the schedule so you could be here today talking about playoff football.
Yeah, for sure. I think the thing that we talked about, all throughout, we're sitting at 1-3, and man, we were talking about panic button, told the kids not to hit the panic button, but then when you're talking with your staff, it's like, man, we got to get this figured out. And like you said, we played some good competition. Come out against Cascade and things just really started to click. I think, one of the things that we've struggled with over the last few years is it's so hard to simulate game speed in practice where, we got to get better through game competition. The more we've played, the better we have played. And, you look back to that week five matchup against Cascade where they're coming off a big win against Beckman the week prior. Mm-hmm. And we, our backs were against the wall and, it was go time for us. And, our kids responded and, we got Caleb Holthouse back who he played maybe a quarter against West Branch in week two and didn't come back until that week five game. So he's definitely a difference maker for us. Up front, they certainly have gotten better on the offensive line. And I don't know what we're averaging on the ground since that week five clash, but I know we had 300 plus 3 weeks in a row, and we've been over 220 the last two. So, we're doing a good job up front running the ball, keeping them honest and off balance, throwing it when we have to. But we told the kids it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And, battling through adversity, that's part of football. That's going to happen week in, week out. It's going to happen during the game, and that's life. Yeah. So our kids have really responded to that, and you know, we're playing our best football right now, and it's very, very pleasing to be in the position we're in, and you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity to maybe right some of these losses that we had. I mean, you know, you look at our pod, and you know, the three teams in there, three teams that beat us. So, you know, great opponents, great coach teams, and you know, at this point of the year, everybody's good, and the margins are minimal. So, got to get her done, you know, throughout the week, and like I said, we're really looking forward to it.
Waterloo Columbus Catholic High School football coach Brad Schmidt, our guest right now on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, you mentioned getting Caleb Holthouse back in your backfield. He's been averaging over 11 yards per carry in you know, when he's been able to play for you this season, and it really became quite the formidable, you know, trio of backs that you have there with Caleb, Carson, and Parker. Is that something that, you know, the injury situation to Caleb kind of created this three-headed attack, or did you and your staff headed into the season think that you had three ball carriers that could make this big of a difference for you?
Well, I think it kind of plays out that way, where, you know, Caleb's more of a slasher type, you know, where he's kind of a horizontal, you know, he makes you cover the field horizontally, you know, and he can run some routes. He's very quick. He's you know, got a lot of quick twitch fiber where he can make guys miss in space. You try to get him the ball out in space, and you know, Chelton, he understands our scheme. I think he's better in between the tackles, you know, with our gap scheme stuff where he sets up blocks well. You know, and he's done a lot of tough running for us. You know, where he really stepped up, you know, when Caleb was down and out, and he got those valuable reps that you know, have put him in the position that he's in now. And you know, he like I said, he's got great vision, and you know, it helps when Carson Hartz and Knipp you know, are pulling, kicking out, rapping you know, for you on some of those run plays. But Carson, I mean, he's just man, he's playing on a different level right now. The tough runs he has, I mean, he's like a bull. You know, he's tough to bring down. He's good in the open field. You know, and he's fast. I mean, he's all a 210, 215, you know, just coming downhill. You know, and like I said, that's a 215 that's, you know, going to run you over, run through you, run around you. He'll do whatever it takes. I mean, he's the level he's at right now is you know, I feel good with him, you know, kind of leading the charge for us, you know, both offensively and defensively, because, you know, I know we've had some good ones, but he's definitely up there in the last, you know, 25 years of Sailor football being one of the best to do it. So, you know, high praise, but man, he's earned every bit of that praise that he gets. You know, and he's a better kid than he is a football player. So says a lot about him. I'm really lucky to have the guys we got, you know, because that's, at the end of the day, that's what you need.
Well, and then to see someone produce like Carson as a fullback, I still have a soft spot for the fullback, Coach Schmidt. I mean, I grew up in the era of Mike Alstott absolutely ruining dudes down in Tampa Bay. So to know that Carson is obviously doing it on both sides of the ball, but I just find that what you guys have accumulated in this backfield to be fascinating. And there's no doubt about it how big of a factor Carson's been for you so far this season. And I would imagine, too, maybe it makes things maybe a little inspiring for you as a play caller, knowing you've got a fullback capable of doing so many different things.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, I mean, that's what's so good about, you know, what we've found in terms of what our identity is. I mean, we're gonna run the football. We're gonna throw the football a little bit. You know, we're gonna set up play action by running the football, and that's kind of what we've been doing. I mean, when you get ahead of the the sticks and you got, you know, second and five, third and short. I mean, it just opens up a plethora of options that you can call. And, you know, like you said, it's you got three guys back there who have toted it that, you know, can all take it for 60 yards at any time. So, you know, we're in a good spot. You know, these kids have worked extremely hard, and, you know, to win five in a row right now, I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say when we were sitting at 1-3 and, you know, MFL had just kind of put it on us and kind of whooped our butt physically and mentally, you know, that I wasn't a little concerned. But at the same time, you know, our kids did not flinch, and, you know, they seemed to get it figured out. And as bad as we played, you know, in our losses, you know, we've been in every game, you know, for multiple quarters, you know, the games we've lost. So, mm-hmm. You know, we got our hands full, this Friday with West Branch, you know, 9-0, number one in the state. But I mean, what a better way to go into it. You know, if you're at this point of the year, everybody's good. You got to beat the teams in front of you. And,
right.
You know, we're, like I said, I'm giddy. I'm ready. I wish we could play. Wish we were playing tonight. But
yeah, I can tell, and I'm looking forward to what this matchup is going to bring. And Coach, we'll have that game. We had your game last week on our companion station, 106.5 Corn Country. And for everybody out there that wants to listen to Sailor football this Friday at West Branch, we'll carry that right over here on the Fan. Zarin Egestal and Jeff Bradley going to be on the call of that one. A 6:45 pregame, of course, a 7 o'clock kickoff as the Sailors at West Branch to take on Class 1A's top-ranked team in the second round of the playoffs. And, Coach Schmidt, you already mentioned it. They're now 9-0. You guys suffered a 34-13 loss to West Branch in Week 2. And, you know, just going back to what we've talked about with some early season struggles that were followed by some real good improvements. So what can you tell us about West Branch, and, you know, what are the biggest challenges the Bears present your team?
Man, yeah, I could sit here and talk for 10 minutes about, you know, the challenges they present. I mean, you know, first of all, I think it starts at the top. Coach Peterson's been doing it a long time, you know, longer than I've been alive, you know, and that's not a shot at his age. But I mean, you know, the guy's a Hall of Famer, and you know, he's won a lot of football games. So that, you know, it starts at the top. He's got a great staff. And then, you know, you go down the list of some of the guys they have on their roster, you know, the Henson kid, you know, we played them last year at their place. So this will be the third time we've played them in the past two seasons. You know, the Henson kid, he's a big body, 6'3", 215, runs hard. You know, he's great on defense as well. They got a quarterback in the Hughes kid that transferred from Iowa City Liberty that, you know, he's dual threat. You know, they'll spread you out. They'll go in I formation. They'll run counter tray. They'll run split zone. They'll run four verticals. I mean, they're very diverse in what they do. They throw a throwback screen to the quarterback. I mean, they do all kinds of stuff. They're well coached, and you know, their offensive coordinator does not lack creativity. So there'll be a challenge to prepare for offensively, and then, you know, defensively, they're probably the best defense that we've seen thus far this season. They run an odd front. You know, they're going to put seven in the box, two high safeties, and you know, play games with their linebackers inside, and they created some fits for us early on. Week two, we hadn't seen, that was the first time we faced an odd front, albeit, you know, week two, but, you know, we faced odd fronts, you know, I think every week from week two on until week eight. So they got guys that can play all across the board on the back end at every level. You know, they got good defensive linemen, and, you know, like I said, with it starting at the top, I mean, these kids are well coached. They're not going to beat themselves. So it's definitely one of those deals where, you know, you're going in and you got a number of things that you got listed off that you want to take a look at and you want to be prepared for. And, you know, like I said, in the margins, you know, you can't make mental mistakes. You can't have penalties. You can't turn the ball over. And we did a lot of that stuff in week two. You know, they created some offense on defense. I think they had a scoop and score. We spotted them 20 points out of the gate, 20-0 at the end of the first quarter. You know, they converted on a big scramble towards the end of the half, and I think scored with like 20 seconds left in the first half. So, you know, those kind of things, you know, against a good team, that's going to get you beat 10 times out of 10. And, you know, a lot of that is a credit to them because they've done that to everybody this year. So definitely have our hands full,
yeah,
Cole. But at the same time, I mean, you know, we're a different team than we were in week two. And I think they'd be the first ones to tell you that as well. When you watch it on film, you know, what we've done from that point or from, you know, week four on, you know, we've definitely found our stride. And, you know, it's playoff football. You know, anything can happen. You know, I think back to when I played in 04, you know, we avenged an early season loss in the playoffs, and I think that happens a lot. So, I mean, like I said, anything can happen.
Yep.
We got to have a great week of preparation, and our kids are excited. Our kids are confident, and, you know, we know what lies at stake, and, you know, they do too. They do too. So they go out, they're 9-0. I mean, they're the top dogs. They've been the top ranked team for the majority of the year. So, you know, we're looking forward to going to their place, the Little Rose Bowl. What I've said is, you know, one of my favorite venues I've ever coached or played in. And that's for a playoff environment. I think it doesn't get any better than this. You know, you're playing the number one team in the state in that environment with all the chips in the middle. Should be a fun one.
With everything you touched on, Coach, it seems to me that the message this week doesn't have to be too complicated to your team. It's just, hey, we got to play a better football game than we did last time. It's not, we got to pull this play off or we got to be great with our blitzes on third down. It is just strap it on tight, make your tackles, make your blocks. Whoever makes the least amount of mistakes is going to have the best chance to win this game. And I think given how confident your team is right now, you find your guys in a place where they've got a lead or this game's up for grabs late in the third, early in the fourth quarter against a team that hasn't taken a loss this year. I think that's right where you're going to want to be.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Like I said, you know, if you have confidence, you know, crazier things have happened. And, you know, like I said, at this point in the season, everybody's good. Everybody's good. You got to beat everybody. I feel like, you know, you get to the round of 16, you're 0-0. I mean, 0-0 last week, but, you know, with it being the first round. But, you know, this round of 16, that's kind of when the cream is starting to rise to the top. And, yeah, it's just going to be go out, execute. You know, you got to win. You got to win just a few more individual battles than you lose.
Yep.
And that's across the board. Need all 11, you know, collectively working together. And we're looking forward to it. I can't stress that enough. This is why I coach. This is why the kids compete to be in these kind of moments. And, man, like I said, it's I got a big smile on my face.
You're
right
ready
now.
To go.
This is fun. This is what it's all about, Cole.
Absolutely. I tell you what, I can't wait to listen to this one with Zarin and Jeff on the call on Friday night here on The Fan. So happy that given a little quirk in the Blackhawks schedule, we're able to put you guys here on The Fan on Friday night. So best of luck and best of health, Coach. Always a pleasure catching up with you. And we'll look forward to talking after hopefully you go get a W on Friday.
Hey, that'd be great, Cole. Anytime we're talking to you this point in the season, that's a good thing.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Keep that going.
Thanks, Coach. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Waterloo Columbus High School football coach Brad Schmidt, kind enough to join us on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. And yes, as I mentioned, you'll hear that game Friday night right here on The Fan. Zarin Egestal, Jeff Bradley on the call. Pregame around 6:45, kickoff at 7. Waterloo-Columbus on the road, Class 1A second-round playoff game at top-ranked West Branch. You'll hear it here on The Fan. All right, let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up on the other side. Caught up with UNI football coach Mark Farley earlier today. Panthers coming off a big, dominant win over Missouri State on Saturday. We'll hear from Coach Farley next on a Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.